suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
uneasy about you.
I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
afraid?
A person who gets afraid easily is kind of
scary.
A place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is
lonely.
The old gray mare, she ain't what she
used to be. That's me.
How about if I said, I don't understand why she's afraid. She
is what now?
I don't understand why she's afraid. She never was before. She what?
What you'd use. I don't know why she's afraid. She's nothing gonna hurt her or something. Nothing gonna bother. Nobody gonna bother her.
Excuse me. If I ask you what the opposite of used to be is, what would you say?
Of times and well, I would say that I think they're much better now than they used to be as a whole. In some ways it worse, but the living conditions are much better, I think, than they used to be.
If you said, now we have running water in the house, mm-hmm. but before we, what?
We didn't have any running water, inside plumbing of any kind.
You say there, what used to be?
What used to be?
The blank used to be
is what we used to have. We used to have outdoor privies, toilets, or whatever you want to call them. We had old wells you'd have to draw water from, no inside plumbing of water at all, and burned mostly wood for heating and cooking. The difference is now we didn't even have any lights back then, but now we have lights in the house and running water in the house, and bathrooms in the house, and it's just a lot better.
You say, I wouldn't say these kids around here are reckless drivers, but some of them sure are.
You wouldn't say there's reckless drivers, but some of them are.
They sure are what about signaling and parking?
They sure are neglectful about the parking, careless about the parking.
If I said, well, there's really nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
silly.
And do you ever use, what else could you say? She acts kind of
off a little bit.
Do you ever use the word queer?
Queer, yeah, I've heard that. I never use it, but I've heard it.
Somebody who's made up his mind and nobody can change it is mighty
wrong.
Or, what do you say about a mule? He's a
stubborn.
Somebody who you can't joke with without him losing his temper is
high-tempered, high-strung.
I was just kidding. I didn't know he'd get so
mad.
If you've been working very hard, you say you are very
tired.
If you're in a burning building and everybody else is just hysterical, you say, somebody's got to be the one to say, keep what?
Keep calm.